Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues discussing Achav. V'yas Achav es asher sheiro, v'yosef Achav lasas lahachas Hashem al kei Yisrael, v'komach Yisrael sheyahoyu lufanov. Omer v'yochran, what does it mean that Achav did such terrible things? Shekosav al das Hashamram, Achav inscribed on the gates of Shomron, Achav kofa v'okei Yisrael, Achav rebels, he doesn't believe in Hashem, lefikach ein lechelek v'okei Yisrael, and therefore he should have no share in our God. The Gemara continues discussing Achazio, who was a descendant of Achav, and as we will learn, also followed in his inappropriate ways. The pasuk says, "V'yevakish es Achazio v'yelkadehu v'mischabin b'shomron." Amar Rav Levi, so says Rav Levi, what did Achazio do? She koyed this askaris, he would cut out the name of Hashem from a Sefer Torah, v'koyis v'avodah zorak tachdeim, and he would put in Rachman al Tzlan the name of avodah zorah in its place. Actually, there's an interesting question in the Paiskim. If somebody has a Sefer Torah, and when he wrote the name of the Sefer, Hashem's name of the Sefer Torah, he didn't write it properly. So we know you're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. Could you just cut out the name of Hashem and replace it, patch it? And some Rishonim want to use our Gemara as a proof that you're never allowed to cut out the name of Hashem, although it's a difficult proof, because here it's not just that Achazio cut out Hashem's name. It's also that he replaced it with Avodah Zarah's name. Here we're talking about replacing it with Hashem's name. But the minhag still is not to cut out Hashem's name. And if, unfortunately, the name of Hashem was not written properly, that entire Yeriya, that entire column, is removed and it's rewritten with Hashem's name rewritten properly. Says the Gemara, Menashe, we speak about Menashe, says the Gemara, as we've learned many times, the name of a person reflects on who the essence of that person is. So if Menashe's name was Menashe, says the Gemara, what does that name represent? Shenosha ka. Chman Tzlan, he forgot Hashem. Dav Acher, Menashe means Shehinshi as Yisrael Lavien Shebishmaim. He made Klal Yisrael forget Hashem. Ask the Gemara, no one to Osi la'amud Osi. How do we know Menashe? As we learned in the Mishnah, is one of those individuals that won't have Olam Haba. The pasuk says, "Ben Shteimas Rishona Menashe v'Malchay." Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'Chamish v'Chamesh Shana Malch b'Yerushalayim, and he was king in Yerushalayim for 55 years. V'Yas Asherah, and he erected an Asherah. Kasha Os Achav Melch Yisrael, just like Achav erected. And says the Gemara, "Ma Achav Ein Lechelak Olam Haba." Just like Achav doesn't have a share in Olam Haba, Af Menashe Ein Lechelak Olam Haba. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe Yesh Lechelak Olam Haba. Menashe does have a share in Olam Haba. Shes Nemar, Vispal Menashe Al Hashem V'Ye'os Eloi. The Gemara will explain this more. Actually, I saw the Mefarshim explain that the basis of the Machloikis to Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, if Menashe does or doesn't have a share in Olam Haba, is based on the Machloikis that the Gemara just quoted in explaining the name of Menashe. Where one explanation was that Menashe forgot Hashem's name, and the other explanation was that he made other people forget Hashem's name. If all Menashe did was that he himself forgot Hashem's name, so then when he did Tshuva, he got a share in Olam Haba. On the other hand, if he made other people forget Hashem's name, so then not only doesn't he not have a share in Olam Haba, then it's such a terrible avera that he should not have a share in Olam Haba. Amar Rav Yochanan, v'shneim mikra echadarshu. Both of these opinions that say that Menashe does or doesn't have a share in Olam Haba are based on the following pasuk: Shneim nesatim lezava lemchlal lechol mamluchos aretz. Klal Yisrael will be the source that the entire world will shudder. Beglab Menashe mechizkiyo. Masa beglab Menashe shalsa tshuva. Because Menashe himself did tshuva, but the inner loyavit, everybody else didn't. The Menashe himself did not do tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, Kol Oyim Menashe Ein Lechelik Olam Haba. Whoever suggests that Menashe doesn't have a share in Olam Haba, Ma'ap Yedayim Shabal Tshuva. Causes Bal Tshuva not to want to do tshuva. Because if you do tshuva and you still don't get a share in Olam Haba, some people won't want to do tshuva. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask. Rabbi Yochanan is the man, the Omer, throughout Shas, that always says the halach is like a Stam Mishnah, the anonymous opinion. And our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is the Menashe Ein Lechelik Olam Haba. So why is Rabbi Yochanan not agreeing with that opinion? So Mefarshim reply that even though normally in halachic matters, indeed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is halachic Stam Mishnah, here where it's not just the Stam Mishnah, where it's not relevant to halach in this world, we're talking about Olam Haba, the rule of halachic Stam Mishnah doesn't apply. The Tana Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Menashe the tshuva for Shalosh Shalosh Mishonim. For the last 33 years of his life, he did tshuva. Dixit as the Pasuk says, Ben Shteimes Rishonim Menashe v'Malchoy. Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'chamish v'chamish shonim Moloch b'Yerushalayim. He was king in Yerushalayim for 55 years. V'yas Asheri, he erected an Asherah. Kasha Osa Melech Achim El Yisrael. As Achav erected. Now, says the Gemara, Kama Moloch Achav. For how many years was Achav king? As we learned yesterday, Esen Ritat Nishna, for 22 years. Menashe Kama Moloch. For how many years do we just learn Menashe was king? Chamish Im V'chamesh, 55. Dal Minai Esen Ritat. We take from those 50, we deduct from the 55, 22. Parshlan Tlos Matlis, we have 32 years of him acting appropriately. And as Mefarshim explained, Menashe, as we just learned, the Pasuk says, became king when he was 12 years old. And then he was a king for 22 years, not acting properly. 22 plus 12 equals 34. We've learned that the Pasuk says, An shedomim umirmo layech tzuyumeyem v'ani echtech boch. If a person spends most of his life acting improperly, then he doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba. You can't assume that he'll survive. So if Achav had to have done tshuva before he was 35 years old, 12 plus 22 equals 34, and he did tshuva before he was 35. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ma'idik Siv v'yishmaloi, v'yishmaloi v'chasaloi. The Pasuk says that Menashe did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard him, v'chasaloi. Ask the Gemara, v'yosaloi mibayalei. And there's an obvious question when we learn this Gemara. If we take out a nach, the Pasuk doesn't say the word v'yichasaloi. The Pasuk says the word v'yosaloi. So our Gemara is focused on v'yichasaloi and how to define v'yichasaloi. But if we look in the nach, the Torah doesn't use that word. So how do we understand this Gemara? So I saw many answers to this question. One question is there was a different version that had v'yichasaloi. Rashi says there's a kri in a ksiv. The ksiv is v'yosar, but the ksiv is v'yichasar. The Yad Ramah says two terutzim. One terutz is that in Hebrew, there are certain letters that are interchangeable. And the letter ches and the letter ayin are interchangeable. And that's why the Torah, even though it uses the word, the pasuk, even though it uses the word v'yosar, it can be pronounced v'yichasar. Another pshat that he suggests is that the pasuk already says v'yishma elov, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu heard what he had to say. So why does the Torah have to add the words v'yichasaloi? What does it mean? Malamed, shasla Kodesh Baruch Hu k'min machteres berkia, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a tunnel k'dei l'kabloi b'tshuva ne'midas adin, in order to accept the tshuva of Menashe because of the Midas Adin. So I saw two Pashat Pshat, and then we'll say another Pshat, in understanding this Gemara. The Pashat Pshat is that the Midas Adin came and said that Tshuva is something that it can't understand. A person does an Avera, he should have to suffer for the Avera. How's Tshuva work? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk says he made a tunnel that Midas Adin shouldn't know what's going on, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has the right to accept the Tshuva. Another pshat, sort of a similar pshat, is that indeed min hadin tshuva should not be accepted. A person did an avera. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts lefnim mishuras adin in accepting the tshuva of a bal tshuva. But then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Nesiv Shalom. He says that even though Menashe did this terrible avera, was a big bal avera, as we're learning and will continue learning, the Yechosaloi, there was still within Menashe, there was still within Menashe, deep in Menashe, a spark of tshuva, a spark of wanting to do the right thing and being close to Hashem. And he explains that sometimes you find people, particularly in people in a time of emergency and time of crisis, that we see that they rise to the occasion and that certain koiches and certain energy that you never see in those individuals come up and shine in them. And that was the situation, he says, with Menashe. That even though Menashe did not act his whole life as he's supposed to be, when faced with this situation, that he realized that he can't continue with his wrong ways, v'yachosalai, he dug within himself. He dug and he realized that this is not the way it's supposed to be, and found a way to come back to Hashem. Continues the Gemara. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Yichai. My Xibereishis Mamlochas Yeyokim Ben Yishio. V'xiv Bereishis Mamlochas Tzitgiyo. So as the Gemara, that the word Bereishis seems to be not the right word for the Pasuk to use. Because Ad Ha'idna Lahav Malki, if all the Pasuk is trying to teach us that these events happened at the beginning of the Arul, then the word Bereishis is not the right word. The Pasuk should have said, B'shana Rishayna, their first year. What does the word Bereishis mean? Ella, explains Rabbi Yochanan, B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'hachzer Es Olam Kulo L'toy V'vayu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, B'shvil Yoyokim, because of Yoyokim's actions. However, Nistakla B'doroi, he looked at the people around him, the Cherish Shumazgir, the Talmidei Chachamim that live with him in Bavel, Niskar Odatoi, and that's when he quieted down. Similarly, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hachzer Es Olam Kulo L'toy V'vayu, B'shvil Doirush Tzidkiyo. In the time of Tzidkiyo, Tzidkiyo was a great person, but the people who he lived with weren't great. And as the Yad Ramah explains, even though in the time of Tzidkiyo, Yirmiyo lived, Yirmiyo the Navi, but Yirmiyo was an individual, he wasn't a king, he wasn't in that leadership position. And furthermore, we just explained that there were Talmidei Chacham and Bavel, but our Pasuk is focused on the Jewry in Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara, Nistakla B'Tzidkiyo, looked at the righteous acts of Tzidkiyo, Niskaradata. Asked the Gemara, B'Tzidkiyo Namiksiv, but doesn't it say regarding Tzidkiyo, V'yas Rabbe Eini V'Shem, that he didn't act properly? Answers the Gemara, Shehoi B'Yad Limcha Shlamecha. What it means is that he should have told the people to improve their ways and he didn't. So the Rishonim point out, that even though there is a claim against Tzidkiyo for not saying what he should have, explained the Rishonim, it's because the Gemara is assuming that had Tzidkiyo said what he should have, they would have listened. But if it were a situation that if he knew what he's going to say will be ignored, he doesn't have to say. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, based on this Gemara, that even though we have in this Gemara and in other Gemaras that we've learned, that there's a claim against a person who has the ability to say something and doesn't, you certainly can't consider the avera of not being moicha, of not saying what you could say, to be as serious as actually doing the avera. And therefore, Tzidkiyo is still considered a very great person, even though he had this issue that he didn't give the musa that he should have. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Ma'id Ksiv, Ish Chacham Nishbet Es Ish Ovel, a smart and righteous person judges a crooked person, V'shachek V'einachas, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'asti Al Ochas, I got angry at Ochas, Nusativ, and I therefore gave him over, B'yad Malchei Damesek, to the hands of the kings of Damesek. So instead of realizing that he ought to do tshuva, what he instead did was, he worshipped their gods. Shenema, v'yizbach lalahei damesik hamakumboy. He worshipped the gods of Damesik who oppressed him. V'yomer, ki elahei malchei rom hei mazrim oisam. Just like these gods helped them, lahem ezbach, so I will therefore offer kabonis to them, v'yazruni, and they will help me. V'yim hoyuloi, but they ended up being to him lachshiloi, to cause him to stumble, he will call Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Sochati Emamatia, V'nesati Malchei Edoim B'yodoi, Hevi Elohim, instead of realizing that I was the one that helped him, on contrary, he brought their gods, V'shtach V'lehem. Shneva V'yi Achar Bo Amatia Mahakasas Adoimim, after Amatia, won over the Adoimim, V'yoves Elohei B'nei Seir, he brought their gods, V'yamidat Elohim, L'fnei Mishtachve, L'hem Yekater. On Amar Rapapa, says Rapapa, after learning these Gemaras, Hani da'am man shibach le lamad la yaday, hachayke le lamar, bach le lamad la yaday. Let's go slow. Cry for the person who doesn't realize who helped him. Chayke lamar, sometimes we ought to be happy for the person that doesn't know. Vayle lamad la yaday, bein tav labish. People don't realize to differentiate between what's right and wrong. These people didn't realize to recognize who they should worship versus who they shouldn't worship. Says the Gemara, V'yivayu kosari melech bovel, v'yishovu b'shar hatavach, Omer of Yochanan, what does that mean? B'shem Rav Shimon Yochai, mokam shemachachachim b'ayalochas, they came to the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin sat. Omer Papa, Hayim da'amri inshi, ba'asu da'mar li talilei, zayni, in the place where the king or the master used to hang up his clothing, turned into the place Tamon, at that place called Beraya Kosetola, not a shepherd. The great Beis HaMikdash has been reduced from its greatness. Simon Asad the bottom Lysuna. Amrav Chizdam Rabbi Yimri Ba'aba. Maidik Siv, Apostolic in Mishlei, Astei Ish Otzeil Ovarti, I passed by the field of a lazy individual, the Kerem Odom Chosolev, and passed the orchard of a person who's missing his heart. Vina Ola Kulok Kamshonim, it grew thorns, Kosar Ponov Charulim, different type of thorns, the Gedev Avonov Narasa, and its stone wall crumbled. Explains the Pasuk. Astei Ish Otzalavarti Zaochas, refers to Achas. Vel Kerem Odom Chosolev, the Menashe refers to Menashe. Vini Ola Kula Kamshonim refers to Omoin. Kisupan of Charolim refers to Yoyakim. The Ged of Avon of Nerso, the Sitkyo Shenacher Beis HaMikdash B'yomov. Vomer of Chizda Omer of Yimri Ba'aba. Abba Kitos Emekabos Pnei Shechina. There are four groups of people that won't be worthy of seeing the Shechina. So Mepharshim point out that in our Perek, we've been speaking about the people that don't have a share Noilam Haba. These individuals are not that bad that they don't have a share in Noilam Haba. It's just there's a special category of being worthy to be Makabal Pnei Shechina, like we find in the Torah, the Yarif Tavash points out, that Avram Avinu, until he had the Bris Mila, wasn't able to be Makabal Pnei Shechina. These individuals, even if they'll have Noilam Haba, Makabal Pnei Shechina they can have. But the Mepharshim also point out that even though we're going to now identify four groups of individuals whose behavior is a behavior that precludes them from being mekabel pnei shechina, certainly if they do tshuva, then they'll come to any madrega. Who are they? Case leitzim, people who aren't serious, case akronim, lawyers, case chanifim, flatterers, kat mosapri lashon hara. Case leitzim, niksiv, mishoich yodoi es leitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls his hands away from those who act with leitzonis. Kei shakronim d'ksiv, pasuk in Tehillim, doivish korim loyikon l'neged einai. Those that lie cannot be in front of Hashem. Kei chanifim d'ksiv kloy l'fonav chonav yavoi. A person who's a flatterer cannot be by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mepharshim explain, Because somebody who's a chaynif, typically who is he chaynif? Typically who does he flatter? He flatters Rishon. And the person who shows respect to Rishon cannot be the person that will be mekal pnei shechina. Case mesapri lashon hara, diksiv, kloy kel chefetz resha, atalei gur chara, tzadik ato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadik, v'lo yiyev megur chara. Nobody in his vicinity, in his neighborhood, could be somebody who says lashon hara. The Kesef of Mishnah points out, it's only somebody who habitually, on a regular basis, says lashon hara. But if he doesn't do it all the time, certainly not something to condone, he's not in this category of Eidim Kal Pnei Shechina. Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler and Michtam Eliyahu makes an interesting observation. All of these four groups of individuals that the Gemara just said, Eidim Kal Pnei Shechina, are all individuals that lose that schus because of what they say. So he says, here we see the power of speech. Speech of Torah, speech of Tefillah, could bring us to Olam Haba. And the other side, speech of Aveira, could cause us to be just the opposite. V'yomer of Chizdam Ram Yimri Ba'aba, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, L'suna Alecha Ra, V'negel Ayikra Ba'alecha, L'suna Alecha Ra, the Pasuk says, nothing bad will happen to you, Shla Yitzla Behen Yetzahar, that the Yetzahar won't be able to have dominion over you. V'negel Ayikra Ba'alecha, somebody comes home, he won't find his wife to be a suffolk nida. And there are two approaches in the Mefarshim how to understand this Gemara. Some Mefarshim explain that not only will he not find his wife a suffolk nida, he won't find his wife a regular nida either. And he'll be able to come home and have relations with his wife. But the way most Mefarshim say, the Maral explains it, the Gemara is specifying a suffolk nida. Because if somebody comes home and he finds his wife is a nida, that's the cycle of a woman. The cycle of a woman is that she's a nida and then she's not a nida. So if he comes home and his wife is having a period, that's to be understood. That's what a woman's life is all about. But a suffolk nida is not really part of her cycle. So here, that's why it's particularly disturbing. Furthermore, the Paiskim, and this is one of the rayas that the Paiskim bring, we know that the Aloch is, Chayev Adam Lifkoid Es Ishtoi B'Shosh Yoitz L'Derech. That when a person is about to go on a trip, there may be an exception to the rule if he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, he's supposed to have relations with his wife before he goes on a trip. From here we see that Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskens this way, it's not only when he's leaving, but also when he comes back, he's supposed to have relations with his wife, and our Gemara says that his wife won't be a suffolk nida. Dover acher, lesuna lachra, shloyavusucha, chaloy misroim vaharuim roim. He won't be affected by bad dreams and bad thoughts. The negra layukra balecha, shloyehei ben otamut chachem, shmevdiach tafshil rabbi. One of children or tamidim that don't act properly in public. Says the Gemara at kam birchei aviv. And as Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says in Masech the Nida, shloish shotvim yesh beadam, the three partners in the creation of a person. Aviv v'imoy v'akadosh baruch hu, his father and his mother and Hashem. So the Gemara says that each one of the three partners who participated in the creation of an individual, each one of them gives him a separate bracha. So till now we learned the bracha that the father gives him. Now says the Gemara, we're going to learn the bracha that he gets from his mother. V'kan mi'elech birchasei oimoy. Ki malocha v'yitzav aloch. V'shmarach v'chol d'rechecha. Al kapayin yisuncha ashach v'fesach tidrin. At kam birchas ha'imai. Those are the bracha that he gets from his mother. Bikam ve'elach. Now we're going to learn birchas ha'shemayim. The bracha that Hashem gives him. Ki v'choshag v'afalteyu. Asagveyu ki yoda shmi. Yikureini v'aneyu. Ima anoich b'tzora. Achavtzeyu v'chabdeyu. Oyruch yom azvei v'rei b'shuasi. Oma reshimim v'alokish. Maidik said the Pasuk says. V'yimna Mirshoyim Oyram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds from the Rishoyim their light. Vizroya Roma Tishover. And the hand that acts arrogantly will be destroyed. Says the Gemara, if we look at this Pasuk in Iyuv, we will find that the letter Ayin of the word Rishoyim is not spelled on the same line as the rest of the word Rishoyim. Rather, it's sort of moved up. in the Nach. And therefore asked the Gemara, Mneima Ein Sharushoyim Tuluya, why is it hanging up? Says the Gemara, Kivin Shinas Odom Rosh Lamamata, if a person is not given respect and he's not treated well in this world, it's a raya that Nas Rosh Mamala, then Shemayim, it's the same. Ask the Gemara, so really the word is V'yimnam Roshim. So ask the Gemara, if that's the word that the Pasuk wants to use, so why is the Ayin included? The Pasuk should say V'yimnam Roshim. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chadam, Amnei Kfodesh Shel David. That even David was a person who had enemies. It wasn't that David was deserving of those enemies. And therefore, even though he had enemies, it should not be an indication that in Shemayim he wasn't loved. V'charamer, another says, B'nei Kfodesh Nechami ben Chakalya. Nechami ben Chakalya also had enemies because he spoke out against intermarriage, and there were a lot of people that were intermarried. Furthermore, Nehemiah was the one that wanted to rebuild the base of Mikdash, and there were people that didn't want that. So even though he had enemies, it should not be an indication, Chas v'Shalom, that was the feeling about him in Shemayim. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Menashe or Yishoina Chamisha v'Chamisha Panim B'Toras Kahanim. Menashe said 55 Pshatim in Sefer V'Yikra. Keneged Shnei Malchusa, as we learned on Amud Aleph, that he was king for 55 years. Why specifically in Sefer V'Yikra? So I saw two pshat. The one pshat is that Sefer V'Yikra is the most difficult of the five chumashim. And still, in that difficult chumash, Menashe had the ability to say so many divrei Torah. Another pshat is that we know that Sefer V'Yikra reflects the kabbonis. And somebody would bring a carbon, it would bring him a kapara. So Menashe realized that he needed a kapara, so he said, learned Sefer V'Yikra, because we know Kol Oysa B'Taris Chattas, Ki Ilu Hikrav Chattas, Kol Oysa B'Taris Oilo, Ki Ilu Oilo. Furthermore, the Yad Ramah points out, here in our Gemaras, we've learned that Menashe was a big Rasha. So Yad Ramah says it's inconceivable to assume that here Menashe was doing all of these Averis, and while he's doing all of these Averis, he's saying so many wonderful Divrei Torah and Sefer V'Yikra. So must be that he said all of these Divrei Torah before he became king and started acting like a Rasha. Continues the Gemara. Achav, even though as we learned was a terrible Rasha, said Shmoyne Mechamisha, it said 85 Pshatim in Sefer V'Yikra. And Yeravam, who we also learned was a Rasha, said May V'Shloish 103. Tanya Hayir May Omer, Avshalom Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, regarding Avshalom, V'yaku es Avshalom V'yemisuhu. V'yaku means B'Olam Hazeh, V'yemisuhu B'Olam Haba, that he didn't have a share in Olam Haba. Tanya Rav Shimon Eloza Omer M'Shim Rameya. Ochis V'achizyo, V'achkol Mach V'Yisrael, Shekosben, that the Torah says, V'yas harabe ene Hashem, l'chayin v'lo nidoinim. On one hand, these are all that individual that don't have olam haba, but on the other hand, they will not be left in Gehenna forever. V'dam dam nam shoki, v'dam dam noki shafach menosha, habi ma'oid, ad ashemile es yushlayim, peh lepeh, levad, he committed so much murder, Levad mechatosa shehichti es Yehuda lasis harav beHashem. Hoch etargima. Here it means, what does it mean that he did so much murder? Shehog Yishayo. He killed the Navi Yishaya, and it's considered like he committed a tremendous amount of murder. Memareva ama shesasa tzelem. He erected an avodah zara that was so heavy, masa elipnei adam, that it took 1,000 people to carry. And every day, these 1,000 people that carried on the Avodah Zarah, from the weight of carrying it, it would fall on them and crush and kill them. Says the Gemara, Kman Ozla, Hod Amar Rabbah B'Bachana, Shkula Neshama Shal Tzadik Echad, that one, the Neshama of one Tzadik is equal, Kenega Kalayim Kulay to the whole world, Kman Da Amar Yishaya Harig, because it says Yishaya, that the first opinion was that he killed Yeshaya, and yet the pasuk considers it as if all of Yerushalayim was full of the blood of the people that were killed. It's only one person. But given that that one person was this great individual, Yeshaya, he's equal to so many people. Ask the Gemara, Ksiv, that he erected Pesel, one of Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, it says Psilim, that there were many of Avodah Zarah. How do we reconcile this? Answers Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Betchila osle parts of Echot. Originally he made an Avodah Zarah with one face, Upsaif, but then he made an Avodah Zarah, osle Abba Petzufim, with four faces, Kadei Shatira Shchina, V'tachos. Mepharshim explained that in Sefer Yecheskel, that the image of Hashem is described as something with four faces. So he made an Avodah Zarah similar, Chas V'Sholem, to how we understand, as much as we understand, Hashem looks. Ochus took this Avodah Zarah, Hemida Baliyah, put it in the upper story, in the upper chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Shnema V'Shemes B'Echus, Ashal Gag Elias Achus. Menashe, Hemida B'Hechel, put it in the actual Hechel. Shnema, V'yosem es pesel asherah, ash osur, ash bebayis, ash om Hashem al David v'ashlami b'noi, bebayis azeh. This was the house. U'vishlaim asher b'chayat b'kol shifti Yisrael, osim eshmil oilim. He put in that house the Avodah Zarah. Omen, hechnis l'beis kotcha kotchim. Omen placed in the kotcha kotchim. Shnema ki kotzer ha-matzim istareya, v'amaseich etzore keskanis. Ask them how we explain this pasuk. Mikey kotzer amatzim istareya. Omrim shumam nachmeni omrim yonison. Ki kotzer amatzazeh mistar lov shnei reim kechot. This room isn't large enough to have in it two gods. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alahavdil alfei adolos davodah zarah. V'masechet tzorah. Omrim shumam nachmeni. Reb yonison ki avimot lah krav abochi. Reb yonison would learn this pasuk, he would cry. Mi shekosabai. Regarding our Hashem, that we say in the Shira every day, Koines Kaneid Meayam, that he can make the wall stand like the river by Kriyas Yamsuf, stand like a wall, Tasloi Masechet Zorah, should now be competing with an Avodah Zorah. Ochos, Bitel as a Torah, Avodah, Ochos stopped them from doing the Avodah, the Chosm as a Torah, and hid the Torah from them, that they shouldn't observe the Torah. Shnema, tzur to the chasim Torah b'lamudai. He wanted to close the Torah from learning. Menashe, as we learned earlier in the Shir, kodar as askaris, cut out the Shem Hashem from the Sefer Torah, v'haras ha-mizbeach, and destroy the mizbeach. Amon, sarf as a Torah, v'helul shamamis al-gabim mizbeach. Two pshatim, and v'helul shamamis al-gabim mizbeach. One pshat is that he made the Mizbeach have like cowwebs. He made sure that they should not use the Mizbeach, that it should be brought into disuse. Others say that Shemamis is actually a monkey. And of course the halach is that on a Mizbeach, a non-kosher animal, such as a monkey, may not be offered. He, in showing total disregard for the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, offered a monkey on the Mizbeach. Ochis, hiter is a erva. Ochus allowed relationship with Arvis. Menashe, Baal Chis Achoisoi, had relation with his sister. Amon, Baal Imoi, had relation with his mother. Shinema, Kiu Amon, Harba Ashma. Rabbi Yochanan Beleza, there's a machlokes how to understand that he did great sin. Chad Amish Shesavar Satira, that he burnt the Sefer Torah. V'chad Amish Baal Imoi, that had relations with his mother. Amli Imoi, so his mother said to him, as he did this horrible act, "Klum yesh l'cha no makom shi'itzos misham." There is no pleasure in one having relation with his mother. So why are you doing this? So he responded, "Klum ani oisa." The only reason I'm doing this, elahachas espayri. And actually, Ramayshi uses this gemara to paskin a very interesting shaila. The halacha is, Gershon is guy who cut in shnal dami. We've said this halacha many times. So halachically, a ger and his mother have no relation. Are not related. We know that there's an issa yichud, that you're not allowed to be a man and a woman, single male and single female, not even single, a man and a woman who aren't married, are not allowed to be yichud alone. But with a mother, yichud is mutter. So the question that was asked to Ramesh, it's a halach lemaisa question. Let's say you have a family of geirim. The entire family converted together. So halachically, they're not related. So does the halacha of allowing one to have yichud with his mother apply in this case? Because she's his biological mother, but not his halachic mother. So Ramesh says, as our Gemara seems to indicate, that it's a fact that one doesn't have an interest, one doesn't have any desire to have relation with his mother, and since she is his biological mother, there is no issi yichud, even though they're both gerim, and gerim kishnas gai ki katan shenoy l'dami. Yoyakim, Omar, Yoyakim said, kamei lo yoda l'guzei. The early generation did not know kaviyachol enough, well enough, how to aggravate Hashem. Klum anu tzrichim el loira. Why do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring light to the world? Yesh lanu zah pravayim. We have enough gold. Shana mishtam shimboy. That we could use the gold to give off illumination. Yit el loira. And let Hashem, Rechman Otzlan, take back his light. Amaloi. V'lo kesv azov shaloyhu. Isn't all the silver in the world and gold his? Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Lia Kesev, Lia Zov, Nu'om Hashem Tzavakos, Amlam so responded, Kfar Nos Nulanu, he's given it over to us. Shenemar, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, V'oretz Nosan Levnei Adam. And Mepharshim explained that this really reflects their theological error. They agreed that there was Hashem. They agreed that Hashem created the world. What their mistake was, that they didn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. That after Hashem created the world, that he still is the one that runs the world. And they said after he created the world, he gave it over to his to assistants, to Avodah Zarah, to us, Rachman Tzlan, and he no longer is involved, which of course is not true at all. Amalei Rav L'Rabbi B'Meri. Neymar Lo Manas Yoyakim. Why is Yoyakim not mentioned as one individual who doesn't have Olam Haba? Says the Gemara. Because it says regarding him, V'yesa divrei Yoyakim, V'divosav asha oisav, V'animtzalav, Maiva nimtzalav, what does nimtzalav mean? Rav Yoyach Rav Lozer, Charam asha chokik shem avodas kachovim ala mosai. He was so attached to the Avodah Zarah that he engraved the name of the Avodah Zarah on his male organ. V'charam, another opinion is, shechokik shem shemayim ala mosai. He was so depraved and he had so terrible lack of respect to Hashem that he engraved Rashem Hashem on his male organ. Amalai, Malach Moshmati, I can't answer you why different kings are not listed in the group of people that are not, that don't have Olam Haba. However, I can tell you about Joyta Shmati, why regular people who seemingly should not have a share in Olam Haba are not listed. And he explains, Neymar loy monos micha. Micha was a person that made the pesel micha. It's machlokes exactly what happened. Two opinions I saw in the Rishonim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he left Mitzrayim, was supposed to take out the aron shel Yosef, the coffin of Yosef from the Nilus to take along with them. But how did he get the coffin to come up? He threw in a piece of paper that had on it a Shem Hashem. Micha took that piece of paper. And he ultimately, two pshatim as I said, one pshat is they ultimately used that piece of paper to create the Egel Hazov. Another pshat is as soon as he got that piece of paper, he right away created an Avodah Zarah that he had with him as he went through Kriyas Yamsuf. So if he was such a horrible Rasha making this Avodah Zarah, so why is he not included amongst the people that don't have Olam Haba? Neshapita Mitzvila Ever Drachim. He was a Machnas Eirich. And whoever needed food could come to his house. Shnema Kol Ha'Oiva V'Shav Alaviyim. V'Ova B'Yam Tzor V'Hika B'Yam Golem. Zeb Amar B'Yachin Zepistol Shal Micha the Avodah Zarah that we just said Micha made. Tanya Rav Nosson Oimra. Migorav L'Shilo. Gorav is where Micha lived. Shilo is, we know, where the Mishkan was. The distance between these two places was Gimel Milim, a distance of Gilim of 3 Milim. V'yashanam arocha, the smoke that came out of the Mizbeach, Vashon pasal micha, and the smoke that came out of the worship to micha, misavizabizah. The smoke from these two sources intermingled. Bikshay malacha esharas l'dachfai. So the malachim were terribly upset that in this holy smoke that was coming from the mizbeach and the mishkan, the smoke from the avodah zarah of micha was getting mixed in. Leave him. Shapita mitzilai v'drachim. He's a person that's a machnas oirach. V'adavazeh, and this is the reason, says the Gemara, where ultimately that we have the story of Nenshu Anshu Pelegish Begiva. We all recall the story of Pelegish Begiva, where there was a man that came to Binyamin with his Pelegish, who was raped, and he then took and killed. He then went, as much as I could say it over, and cut her up and sent out the pieces to all of Klal Yisrael to rally them against Shev Binyamin. And a terrible civil war began in Klal Yisrael between Shev Binyamin and the rest of Klal Yisrael, at which time Shev Binyamin was almost completely decimated. And this is, says the Gemara, why it happened. I'm like Rosh Baruch Hu, b'kvoydi loy mechisem. Here you see the pestle micha, where people are worshipping Avodah Zarah, and it's even coming so close to Mishkan Shiloh, and nobody said a word. But when this Pelegish, not to downgrade the story, but she wasn't even an Eishes Ish, she was only a Pelegish, and you caused this whole civil war, that's the problem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you got your priorities wrong.